God of my fault!
Remember what you practice now. All right, listen up, human. I'm sure you're smart enough to know what's going on right now. Your village is ours for the taking. We will take whatever we want from this town, including slaves. I'm certain you can guess what that means for you. You will be slave for the great and honorable Raid Lieutenant Axie, and I hope you're prepared to serve your new mistress. You will serve me for the rest of your days, and you must prepare to worship and grovel at my feet. Oh. Wow, you're really calm about all this, aren't you? What do you mean? You're not really scared or, you know, freaking out about the fact that you're becoming a slave? Like, wouldn't you at least try to plead with me or whatever? Hey, don't you dare try finishing that sentence. I knew you were going to mention my height, so shut up! Yes, I know I am barely 4 feet tall, but that does not mean you can mention it, okay? All right, that's it. Look, buddy, you can either cooperate with me here, or you're getting a crossbow bolt in your knee. I've headshot boars with this thing, so don't get any wise ideas. And even if I do, miss, you really don't want to know how cleanly an axe can cut a leg off. Okay, good. Not like you really had a choice in the matter anyway. By the looks of things, you're definitely not a warrior. Some sort of, writer? Whatever. Goblins don't really have a need for books or any of that shit. So you're not really going to be using any of that. Well, time to move, slave! You're coming back to the fort with me. And remember, if you try anything, you're going to be serving me legless. Got it? Hey! Hey! Slave! Hey! Wake up, you idiot! Ugh! Finally! Jeez! First you pass out almost immediately when we got to the fort, making like 5 of my boys carry you up the entire way up here, and then you fall asleep for almost 2 full days on my couch looking like a fucking corpse. Look, I get the walk from the city to the encampment was long, but seriously, I almost thought you had died before you could even be used to me.
What? No!
I wasn't worried about you or anything. I was just concerned that I'd have to look for another slave after just getting one.
Okay, calm down, Axie. Remember what you decided on yesterday.
All right, dork, listen up. Axie has decided that she was just a tad bit, direct and harsh yesterday when I, well, enslaved you and all. But I want to make sure that you don't get the wrong idea here, okay? Contrary to what humans do with their slaves, us goblins have actual rules and standards that have to be followed. You won't be whipped for doing stuff that doesn't warrant that shit. And even then, what we consider as a punishment won't even be that bad. So you're perfectly fine, okay?
Oh, shit. I'm really sorry. Look, it's a problem that us goblins have. We really don't like it when things don't agree with us, even when they do. So we sometimes yell like that because... I actually don't know why, but it sometimes helps, okay? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. When I said that you were a slave, I was sort of exaggerating. I don't know if it was the excitement of the raid or me not thinking things out, but I admit I was kind of harsh when I was giving you all the info. So I want to clear things up with you right here, if that's okay with you. Okay, here's the deal. Us goblins are notorious for taking slaves in raids and battles, but it's really not as bad as you think. Goblins can be... what's the word... insufferable to be around. We're always trying to one-up each other, trying to be the next raid leader, clan king, or whatever. So we take slaves as a way to make friends and companions in a way that will not want us to bash our heads into a wall. To be fair, I'm not exactly the most sociable goblin either. Sure, I'm a lieutenant when raiding, but that's hardly a social achievement. And like I said, goblins... especially the male goblins, can be a real pain in the ass to deal with. Anyways, since I'm not about that social life, I decided that I wanted a slave to keep me company when I get home after my raiding trips. Well, okay, I guess slave isn't really the word I was looking for. I guess pet would be the more appropriate label? Hey, don't look at me like that! I'm not actually going to treat you like some dog or animal. All things considered, you were enslaved by one of the nicer species. You could have gotten the orcs, who would have probably just wanted to bash you to death. Or those weird goat humans, who really hate civilization, and who would have just turned you into some sort of ritualistic sacrifice. You should really be thankful that you got us instead. What? Why didn't I just get a normal pet? Well, you've seen what options us goblins have. You would have been picky about your options, too. Boars are cute, but probably a complete nightmare to raise and manage. I've always hated spiders. I'm allergic to wolves. And you don't want to know about those weird six-eye pink things that we use as mounts. Look, like I said, I'm not going to treat you like some animal, okay? Sure, I'll give you things like chores and errands to do that I'm otherwise too busy for. But other than that, it's like you just moved cities. You can go wherever you want when living here, as long as you show that you're my property. So, probably gonna have to get you like a collar or something. Hey, are you alright? You look like you're about to cry. I said that you didn't have to worry about anything when you're with me. Jeez, are you that much of a... Hey! What are you doing?
Why are you hugging me? Look, you don't have to get attached to me that fast, okay?
Are you crying? Hey! Look, you don't have to be scared about being a slave with me. I just said that you didn't have to worry. Hey, look at me. It's going to be all right, okay? Wait. What was that?
No, it wasn't just nothing. Tell me now. That wasn't a suggestion. As your new mistress, tell me what you're sad about now.
That wasn't the first village you lived in? Okay. What else? Oh. Oh, by the moon. You know, I've heard about those humans who hunt those who don't worship the guy with the hammer, but burning down an entire village of people on the mere idea that they were non-believers is completely ridiculous! I mean, sure, us goblins sometimes do stuff like that, but we have way better reasons for it. Wait, what? Okay, fine. Raiding and enslaving people really doesn't have a perfect reason for doing it. But at least we do it against other species. Goblins only fight other goblins when there's a power grab. Or if there's some loot in the city that they didn't want to divide. Not bad excuses like being suspicious or anything.
Whoa. Cute? I try and comfort you about your past, and your response to me is calling me cute? I am not the cute one here, okay? You're the cute one! I am not! Okay, let's just calm down, okay? Here, if you're that torn up about being a slave, I can... Hold on! You're crying because you're actually happy that you're a slave? Because it gives you somebody that actually cares about you? I mean, I suppose that makes sense, but that logic still is pretty messed up. But I guess if you're happy about this whole ordeal, then this does make being your mistress a bit easier. Look, I'll make it up to you. I'm going to take you to one of the nicest restaurants in this place, and you are going to feel so much better about the whole situation, okay? All right. Let's get going. We gotta go now, or else the tables are gonna fill up. What happens to eat, anyway? I've heard that you guys tend to eat the things that... And another thing that makes orcs and goblins different is that orcs worship these two bozos that do absolutely nothing but fight each other and do nothing productive at all. Us goblins, on the other hand, we know that the only thing that's worth worshipping is the moon. The moon does a shit ton more things for us than those two gods who are hardly even different from one another. I had fun tonight, not gonna lie. Sure, you're technically my slave, but it really didn't feel like it, though. I actually loved all the cool stories you told. All those questions you asked. You were probably the most polite customer there. Yeah, goblins can be assholes when it comes to social situations. Guess that's why I never really went out that much besides going on raids and stuff. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna like having you as my little pet slave. Aw, is my little puppy getting flustered? Oh, by the moon, that was so fucking funny. Anyway, you should have seen your face. You look so flustered. Oh man, you're such a dork. But you're my dork. You know, you're a real special case for a slave. Not a lot of humans are as willing to be slaves as you were. Sometimes. Well, okay, not sometimes, more like most of the time. We have to break in the slaves for service. What does that mean? Well, certain laws and rules prevent us from doing things like torture and hypnosis. Goblins aren't total monsters. The more popular options are things like appeasing the slave with freedoms in exchange for servitude and good old-fashioned Stockholm syndrome. There's also more fun options. Oh yeah, baby. A lot of goblins like making their slaves feel nice and good, if you know what I mean. Oh, by the moon, of course we don't force or rape them. We like to get to know them a little. You know, make them actually like their new masters. And when they're good and ready, a master can fuck them if they haven't submitted to their new role yet. Man, I bet your mind is going wild right now. I bet the thought of being dominated by a short stack like myself makes you so fucking horny, right? You're actually hard. You're such a dirty little slave, aren't you? Such a dirty puppy, right? Well, Mistress feels like her dirty-minded slave didn't get the proper welcome that he deserves. Now, be a good puppy and follow Mistress to the bedroom. All right, puppy. Sit on the bed. Now. Good slave. Why do I have a human-sized bed? Well, even with our size, goblins can't get enough of those large bed sheets. And besides, it wouldn't be fun at all doing this on a 5-foot bed. Now let me get those pants off you and... Huh? Not gonna lie.
You're not half bad, puppy. I mean, yeah, given my size, you sure are on the bigger end, but, pretty much every goblin has accepted that a lot of things that seem normal size to you humans are big to us. Of course, I'm not complaining. I couldn't care less about your size. This isn't entirely for my enjoyment, of course. You should enjoy this just as much as I do. I think I'll start off with the basics. Oh, by the moon. Your dick is already so hot from all that foreplay. Let's try this for starters. Oh, your moans for me, just placing my hands on your cock, are so fucking hot. Oh, my sweet submissive slave. Do you want me to go up and down? Yes? Okay, puppy. Let mistress turn your mind to mush. Yes, doesn't it feel good to feel mistress's hand go up and down on your throbbing cock? Oh, and the other hand massaging your balls, making your pleasure so much more intoxicating. I bet you're waiting for that build-up to you finally being able to let go and burst all of that cum out of your balls. But here's the thing, puppy. That's not going to happen until I let it happen. How would my little slave like it if I went faster? I'll take that face as a yes, baby. Oh, sweetie, your desperate face is just priceless. But I lick your throbbing cock to add to your pleasure. The taste isn't half bad either. And your moans make it even better. How would you like it if I kiss your shaft and balls all over? Oh, I can see you're close, you dirty, dirty slave. I can feel your balls tightening and your moans getting louder. But guess what, puppy? You're not allowed to yet. Okay, baby. Let that buildup die down. Your mistress is gonna make you feel even better. Let me just get up on the bed with you and tease you some more. Puppy, you love how mistress grinds on your cock with her ass like this, do you? Oh, of course you do. You're just a dirty-minded slave who can barely stop himself from grabbing onto his owner and fucking them endlessly. But of course you're too much of a sub to actually go through with it. It's funny. A short stack like me, dominating a tall human like you. All right, puppy. It's time now. I'm gonna let you slide it into my wet, tight pussy. You should be excited, puppy. I've never done it with any goblin before, let alone a human slave like yourself. I guess there's a first time for everything. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, moon.
Boy, that was something else. I bet that felt divine for you as well. But this isn't all we do, puppy. I'm gonna make you crazy for me. Oh, fuck, this is so good. Oh, good moon, I can't believe this is what I was missing out on. This is my fault. Oh, fuck, how are you holding up, slave? Your face looks so precious. Makes this so fucking better. Oh, fuck, I can't stop. I think I'm getting addicted to this thing. Oh, I bet you're just going crazy for me, aren't you, puppy? I bet you won't even want anyone else after we're done here. Oh, by the moon, I think I'm close. Don't you dare come until I do, slave. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, come with me, slave. Do it. Do it now. Oh, moon. That was so amazing. I can't believe that I was that into it all. I guess that really makes me a slut, doesn't it? How about you, baby? How was it for you? Puppy? Are you okay? Here, let me crawl up to you. I want to appreciate my good boy. There we are, puppy. I'm so glad that... Huh? Puppy, are you crying? What's wrong? Did I hurt you when we were fucking? Oh, it was the name calling, wasn't it? Oh, puppy, I'm so sorry about that slight humiliation I did earlier. I was just so into the whole thing that I kind of got carried away. But baby, I want to tell you something. You're not some pathetic slave to me. Sure, you're sort of submissive, but that's absolutely fine for me. I always hear those stereotypes that human males are these big, strong, and confident brutes that always take the lead in a relationship. But that's obviously not who you are. I wouldn't change a single thing about you. Even though I don't know as much about you as I should. How's this? I'll make sure you're loved and cared for. And that you'll always have me around to tell your problems to. I'll even get you some paper to write on so you can share whatever stories you come up with when I get home. And after a long day's work, when I'm back from a raid and you're done with your chores and errands, we can fuck just like this every night. Or, if you will prefer, you can just cuddle the night away. I want you to be just as happy as I am during nights like this. So please tell me if I'm going too far, okay? All right, my sweet puppy. I think it's time to go to bed now. Of course I'm Big Spoon. So I'll be here cuddling your upper body the entire night. Good night, my sweet, adorable slave. I hope that the moon shines on you and that you have the most pleasant of dreams tonight. I love you forever.